All right, friends, once again, happy Tuesday to you. I am Lady Shantae. You're listening to 760 AM The Gospel, just about 8:30 now on the clock. Time for our life lesson segment with lifestyle and etiquette expert, Miss Elaine Swan, a.k.a. the Etiquette Lady. Good morning, Elaine.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Glad to be here again today. Certainly appreciate the opportunity to share.
Oh, always glad to have you as well. All right, well, we are ready for our dose of expert, etiquette expert today.
Yes, we are. As we saw just last week in the news, just a huge example there in Atlanta when the Black Caucus held the job fair. Mm-hmm. The line going, you know, out the building and around the corner just really, really was a telltale line of what's happening in many cities today. People are looking for jobs. I have a dear friend of mine who has been out of work since November of last year, and just in a very short amount of time submitted 32 applications and only got 2 callbacks. And so it's just really, you know, hitting people, you know, from left and from right, and there are people around us. And so I've got some tips for individuals who are looking for work, kind of how to stand out above the rest, and different things that you can do to look for work or to connect with people who could potentially either give you a good lead or maybe even meet a potential employer, and then what to do when you get there. And what that is networking.
Yeah.
One of the things I think is so important is for us to network. And so a lot more often than not, especially because of today's day and time, we network on the computer. We network using social media and so on and so forth. And that's a great thing, but there is still that face-to-face human contact that we need. We need to get out of the house and from behind the computer, and also get in front of people, because it's going to help you build up your skills. So my advice is to network by attending either free, number one, attend either free or low-cost events in your area. And the reason why I say either free or low-cost is because if you don't have a job, then
right,
really are going to be on a tight budget. And so you want to be smart. So don't pay money to go to events unless you know it's a huge investment, such as a conference that has to do with your skill or your trade. And there are actual employers there, you know, that will be interviewing you. For an example, I'm a member of the National Association of Black Journalists. We just had our conference. Employers were there interviewing people for jobs. That's one thing. But if not, you're not attending an event such as that or conference such as that, then look for either free or low-cost events. But don't look for just the job fair. Look for anything, whether it is an art show, a museum opening, some sort of you know, local, you know, restaurant opens and they're having, you know, their grand opening, or maybe it's a clothing store, anything at all, because it's really finding a job in this day and time. You have to kind of be really covert about it and really try to stretch beyond the borders of looking for a specific job or, event that's job related. Sometimes just getting out there among people could be the key to your future employment.
Mm-hmm.
So look for either free or low-cost events to attend. Once you do find those events, then you have to get yourself together so that you can network properly. So I say do the 3 P's, which is number one, to practice talking to people you don't know. When you get in line at the grocery store, don't be on your smartphone texting, but practice talking to maybe people on the line, the person that's behind the counter, what have you, so that way you can build up those social skills of talking to people you don't know, because that's what you're going to have to do at the networking event.
Okay.
Number two, you want to prepare for the event you're going to attend. So, for example, if it is, you know, a free showing of some art or something like that, or a restaurant opening, try to find out a little bit about the restaurant, who the owners are, if this is their second or their third store, what have you. So that way you'll have something to talk about with others when you get there. And then the third, most importantly, which is my thing, is to be polite. If the invitation says it's free but we want you to RSVP, then please do be sure that you RSVP, so that way your host will be prepared for you.
Okay.
Now, next, you want to get your networking toolkit together. And what I mean by that is there's some tools that you need to have so that when you're out networking with individuals, people can get back in contact with you. So first you want to make sure you have voicemail. Voicemail that doesn't have your bebop, bebop song on it when people call.
Right.
Your voicemail, your outgoing voicemail should identify that the person has reached you either by reciting your name or your telephone number. You don't have to do both, but you have to do at least one or the other. And be brief when you leave your outgoing message. Don't leave a long-winded message on. People don't want to have to sit through a lot waiting to hear that beep. So keep it short, sweet, and simple. Next, you want to make sure that you have business cards. Even if you are unemployed, you should still have a business card, okay? And your business card should have your contact information on it and also it should have your contact information on it and whatever your skill and your trade is, okay?
Okay.
Which brings me to the next point, which is your email address. Make sure that your email address identifies you as well. It should be some combination of your first and last name. Not, you know, I live here in San Diego, so people love the Chargers. So you don't want to say number one Charger fan at Yahoo.com,
right.
You know?
Yeah, gotcha. I want to jump in real quick.
Sure.
And just kind of go back to something you said about practicing talking to people that you don't know, like maybe if you're at the grocery store or somewhere like that. What if you don't know what to say? What do you do? I mean, what if you're not great at striking up conversations? Is there something that a person can think about that could help to trigger that? Or what if you're just not good at that?
Yeah, that is perfect because that's what's on my list here. Some of the things you can try to talk about is try to talk about current events when you're there. Number one, there's a lot going on today. Try not to talk about the fact that you're unemployed. But things that have gone on in the news that aren't terribly controversial, and we'll talk about controversial subjects in just a second, but talking about current events is really, really great. Because you've done your research, and say, for example, you're going to a restaurant opening, then you would have said, you know what, I heard this is their third restaurant. Isn't that great? Wow. You know, things like that. Something that just recently happened in the news. The thing is when you get there, muster up as much courage as possible to walk up to people and introduce yourself. When you introduce yourself, say both your first and your last name, shake hands, but make sure when you get there and you arrive that you put that phone away, either you check it in and leave it in the car or you check it in and check to make sure it's off. But don't sit in the corner, you know, updating your Facebook page about what a cool event you're at. You really should be there, you know, trying to connect with people. But you can talk about current events. You can talk about the industry or the field that the event has to do with. You definitely want to try to stay away from, of course, those hot-button issues. We talk about that all the time, which is, you know, politics
right.
and religion and so forth, unless you're of the same, you know, set or what have you. You end up going to a Democratic Party, then fine.
Right.
All you want, you know. At any rate, so those are some of the things that you can talk about. Current events, whatever the event is, something that's similar to it, and then, of course, stay away from those hot-button issues.
Yeah, and how can you tell if someone is going to be receptive to you introducing yourself? You know, do you wait till you get eye contact, or is there any telltale?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, there's a thing called the 5-10 rule. If you're within, I call it my 5-10 rule, if someone is within 5 feet of you and they if they're within 10 feet of you, and you glance and you see them and you glance at them, and you somehow make eye contact, then just nod your head and smile. If they're within 5 feet of you and you see them and you make eye contact with them, then take a couple of extra steps over toward them, look them straight in the eye, and with a pleasant smile say, "Hello, my name is Elaine Swan. How do you do?" And don't do that 30-second commercial that a lot of us talk about. Oh, here's where you know, give all your name and your this and that. Just say your first and your last name. If they don't say their name, then ask them. If you cannot pronounce their name, ask them to repeat it. And don't use your business cards as flyers.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to just walk up to the person and hand them your business card immediately. Walk up to them, introduce yourself to them, chat for a little bit, and then say, you know what, can we exchange cards? I'd like to follow up with you.
Mm-hmm.
And you always exchange cards. Mike, I say, Give a card to get a card. Never talk to a really, really great lead and then give them your card and then walk away and don't get something from them. And then people always say, well, you know, I don't have any more cards left or what have you. Then that's when you pull out a little pad of paper, very tiny one, or either another business card of yours and say, well, why don't we exchange information and you can write your information here. So always exchange that information. And then finally, just know the difference between asking for a job and looking for a lead, even if you are at an actual, you know, trade event where all the engineers are getting together for their Friday happy hour or, you know, Friday networking event or whatever, and you see someone who's the CEO of a company or maybe the HR person, don't ask them for a job directly. You know, you can say, you know, I'm actually in, as with many people in the country, I'm looking for work. Could you point me in the right direction of someone, or who should I talk to about this and that or so forth? But don't just say, can you hire me?
Right.
That's not the way to ask.
Right. Now, going back to the business card, I've heard that you don't offer your business card. You wait for someone to ask.
Well, that is true, but the thing about it, who does the asking when there's two people standing there? And so you have to determine, you know, who's going to be the asker. So if you have decided, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and end this conversation because I've talked to this person long enough, I don't want to take up too much of their time, and I don't want to feel like a stalker, so I'm going to go ahead and wrap up the conversation. You can say, you know, it was really nice talking to you. I'd like to stay in touch with you. Can we exchange cards? That's perfectly fine because, you know, again, in that conversation, who's the one that asked, you know?
Yeah.
And so your job, if you're looking for work, is to try to get as many business cards as you can.
Right.
And then after it's all said and done and you get back, follow up on every lead. Even if you don't think it was a lead, just follow up and say, it was nice meeting you. So at least that way the person can have you in mind. You just never know. Connect with them on LinkedIn. I think that's a really great resource for allowing people to see your resume is LinkedIn.
Yeah, I agree. Wow. Well, thank you once again. Excellent etiquette advice from our own etiquette lady, Miss Elaine Swan. Great networking advice, friends. Hope that you took notes if you are in need of a job or, you know, trying to go to another level in your profession, you know, get out there and network. It's definitely all about relationships. So that's great advice. Thank you so much. Once again, Ms. Elaine Swan, if anyone wanted to get in contact with you, where could they reach you?
You can always reach me at my website, which is elaineswan.com, and that's Swan with two N's. And then please do follow me on Twitter as well. You can find me on Twitter at Elaine Swan.
All right, very good. And she gives great etiquette advice there as well. Thank you so much, ma'am. Appreciate you. Look forward to speaking with you next week, same time, same place.
All right, awesome. My pleasure.
All right, God bless.